This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
All right, we're back.
Can I just say something in the beginning of the show?
Yes.
The way you went off and strained your voice on Friday after using it all week, the way you did, was that because of the sun, us getting to see the sun for, missing it the last 5 seconds?
Are you talking about the opening?
Yes, the opening the way you went off, I meant to say,
bro. I was just happy that I was able to do this again because, sucks because we only did two shows this week. So I'm just, I like doing this show.
And the other thing
I
was,
I really enjoy doing this show.
It's awesome. And everybody, look, I got to say this also. Having me run and close the door on your car, bro, to have lights on the freaking, on the well of the door, even in the back seat. How many people sit in your back seat to see those lights, can I ask?
I don't think anybody sat back there yet so far.
I did.
Oh, you did?
We went to St. Pete, remember?
Oh, that's right. You did, yeah. Well,
you're the very first Inter-Miami game.
Yeah, I think you're the only one that's ever sat back there.
The wife joined us. I had no shotgun. I was in the back.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that. You're the only one that sat in that back seat so far. The Raging Dolphin, Ahmed, averaged 5.4 yards per carry. If we run the ball more, it's better. I don't think we're good running the ball good if we barely run. Give the ball to Ahmed 15 to 20 times. If he balls, I'm sure they'll give him more of the ball. There's no doubt about that. What else do we have here? Omar's trying to double back to maintain his objectivity on Tua. Easy to see. Man, he did go to bat for Brent. And Miko, nothing wrong with Brent's a good dude, bro. Brent, I know Miko was controversial and all that stuff. You got to compartmentalize the two. Brent Grimes is a classy, classy young man. I got no issues with either one. I get along with both, but I get the whole Miko thing and how controversial she is and all of that. But there's nothing controversial about Brent Grimes. He just has a controversial wife. That's all. We don't know how to be as fans of winning teams. Fans are waiting for something to go wrong because that's what we're used to. Exactly. You can't blame Omar, though. He's covered a garbage team for over 10 years. So it's affected him.
But you've done a massive cleanup. There is no more garbage.
I know. I mean, that's what I see. I wonder if Omar and Hyde being negative is their way of showing their expertise. Let's see. What else do we have here on the text line? Flores told Omar congrats on the baby coming. And he didn't even say thanks. He didn't? It's weird. Big O has a face for TV. Come on, bro, Omar. You know that's not true. I have a complete face for radio.
That's because you have a COVID mask that are really cool to go with your concert shirt.
Exactly. Well, that's true. This is the only way I have a face for radio, as long as I got a mask.
Hey, guess what I got for you, bro?
You got Flores?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
Let me answer a couple more here.
Yes,
a second
for sure. We owe them a few days, right?
Yes. Big O, it's a shame that radio doesn't appreciate a great radio personality like you anymore. Love listening to you, bro. Experience and knowledge. Yeah, but T-Zone, dude, I'm on radio every day. We have our own radio station. I'm the station manager, okay? All right, onsideradio.com. Download the app, My Radio Tuner. It's a free app. Search Onside Radio. Find it there, T-Zone. All right, support us there. We're on every day at 11 a.m., 11:01. Ethan Skolnick's before me. we got the Morning Juice before that from 8 to 10. Those guys are awesome. I've got Alex Donnell behind me from 1 to 5. Kalen Kyle does a soccer show from 5 to 6. And then Manny Navarro and the Insiders from 6 to 8. So we got a great lineup, man. Way better than anything that's on any of the other stations. And we're on every day. Radio, baby. So, yeah, we're back. I just don't have to deal with the corporate idiots anymore. That's all. My boss is Jorge Mas. That's it. That's the only person I answer to.
O is large and in charge. Well, you're not large. Medium. O is medium and in charge of Onside.
Yep. Pats fans are so spoiled. I remember a year ago, I think, when they lost a home game, the fans booed the team. Zoe Vegas says, Pats fans are even turning on Belichick after two decades. It happens. Let's see. Bromar says, beef up the O-line, add a running back and a wide receiver. Drubu says, oh, called the Pats losing season. Yeah, I told you they would struggle to get to 500. You get lucky on some predictions there. I got lucky on that one.
You said 500 for the Pats. Is this like your...
They'd struggle.
Struggle
to get to 500.
Well, here. You said 0-16, the Dolphins were 5+. You're saying the Pats should have been like 70. Should we take 5 off?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I like the reverse. I like it. I like it. If Tua turns into a star, Omar will say, remember, I banged the table for him. If Tua turns out to be a dud, Omar will say, I warned you, do not draft an injury-prone QB. Herman says, Big O, did you get your Tua jersey? No, I have not, Herman. You have hit a sore spot, sir.
They've done that to you a few times today, man. What is it?
Haven't got my Tua jersey. I'm pissed. I want my Tua jersey, bro. Need to have my Tua jersey. I haven't bought a Dolphin jersey in forever. Like a long time, dude.
If you had to guess, which was the last one?
It was a Marino jersey. I have like
you
three
got
of
that
them.
Throwback Hall of Fame.
I got
with
like
the
three
big...
of them. I got okay. like three of them. I have a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in my closet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a Junior Seau?
I have a David Bowens. That's a real like game worn jersey because he gave it to me.
Oh.
I was a beat guy then, and I was friendly with David.
Did you get
a
Cup?
I was friendly with a lot of players when I was a beat guy. I was pretty tight with, like, most of the players in the locker room, actually. It was actually really cool. Even though they had, like, terrible times and the finishes were horrible and stuff like that, but I was tight with pretty much every player. The only player nobody was tight with was, like, Lawrence Phillips, who was there for, like, 2 weeks, and Brock Marion, who's an asshole. Like a raging asshole. You're like, we have the raging Dolphin maniac here. The raging asshole in the locker room was Brock Marion. But I got along with everybody. And David Bowens was one of those guys, super, super, super cool. Okay? And it was the last week of the season. And they were cleaning their locker rooms. And so I was BSing with him. And he goes, hey, oh, you want this jersey? And I go... let me ask the PR.
Right. Yes.
So I went and I said, hey, David wants to give me a jersey. Can I take it? And they said, yes. If the player's giving it to you, you can take it. And I said, all right, I'm taking it. And so he signed it, and I still have it to this day.
Bro, you killed it. I thought you were going to say, I gave Tim Bowen a Coke, and he threw me the, you know, and you said, hey, thanks, Tim Bowen.
No, David
Joe
Bowens.
Green.
Not Tim Bowen.
David Bowens. Okay.
Okay, and I was tight with Timbo, too.
I was just trying to do, like, a Mean Joe Green, you know,
love
moment
Timbo.
For you, you know, like the commercial back in the day. Thanks, me and Joe.
Timbo, if you're ever watching, we love you, brother. You were awesome, dude. I'm talking about the person. We know you were awesome as a player. I'm talking about the person. Tim Bowens was awesome as a person. Really cool dude. Really like him a lot. Let's see. Oh, I like Onside Radio, but prefer you on here as we can interact with you and can read your comments. Yeah, we will add camera to Onside. Well, the camera's already there. We just haven't activated cameras all day yet, but it's coming. We're on the brink of that. We're leveling all this stuff off in the first month, and then we'll take our next step, and then continue to grow in the process. Anthony Giandaletti says, brother got COVID at his job and brought it home. Found out a couple days. I got COVID, but I'm feeling better every day. Hope everybody's staying safe and wearing masks. Hang in there, my brother. Wow. That's a tough one, Anthony. As long as you're safe and healthy and your brother and everybody else is safe and healthy, that's good. You know, the good thing is most of us can survive this. It's the Russian roulette thing that we don't know who are the few that it's going to really affect. And that's the problem. That's the scary part about all of this. It's the ignorance to think, oh, no, most people survive. Yeah, but there are people losing their lives. Do you not care? You know, it's like crazy. How do you not care about the people that are dying? How do you not care about people losing family members? I know five people that I know that have been affected by COVID because they lost somebody. And a couple of people that lost their parents, parents that were going to live for many more years. They weren't sick, but they ended up there. They were older, but they still had easily 10, 15, 20 years to live. And now they're not going to be around for some of my friends? No, man. Unacceptable. So, yeah, we gotta all take care of each other and look out for each other. That's what we should do. Big O, why is Tim Bowens not on the Ring of Honor? I don't know. Because defensive tackles don't put up the stats. I guess. That's the only thing. But you're right. You know? Let's do it. Let's hear from Coach Flo. Let's hear from Brian Flores, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Today, he addressed the Meteors, and we'll break it down. Go ahead,
Brian. Hi, Brian. Will, are Van Noy and Wilkins ruled out for Saturday, for Sunday, I should say, and will Matt Breida play Sunday?
Christian and Kyle Van Noy are on COVID IR. Breida, he's listed as questionable. So, you know, anyone who's on IR is unavailable. So,
Omar.
So just to follow up on that, so we're to assume that this wasn't a false positive, that these two are actually on the COVID list and will not be available for you on Sunday?
Look, I'm not going into anybody's medical situation. They're on COVID IR and they're unavailable.
Cam?
Hey, how you doing, Brian? I just wanted to ask, when you look at sort of what you guys were able to do, I hate to go last week, but...
He stayed. See, he still wants to leave the one thing that could be in doubt. Because I kind of feel that Wilkins is definitely out. But it almost feels like Van Noy is the guy that could get activated if he passes a certain amount of tests, or he stays on that list. But he doesn't want to give it away to the reporter because then he'll be giving it away to who? The Chargers. So he's going to stay coy on it. Maybe he has no shot at playing. But he doesn't want to, like, flat out just tell you. So he just says, hey, they're on the COVID list. They're unavailable right now. Oh, no, they tested negative. They're off the COVID list. They're available to us. That's it. But we got to keep on the COVID list until they test negative. Now they tested negative. Now we can tell you. So I like how he kept it coy, and he kept it away, not just from the reporters, but he's also keeping it away from the team, the opposing team. Go ahead, Bill.
What you guys were able to do against Arizona, were you able to learn anything maybe based on how, you know, Cliff Kingsbury went about your defense that sort of changes how, you know, you expect the Chargers to combat it?
Every week's different. Every coordinator's different, offensively, defensively, the kicking game. The players are different. So, I mean, I think, there's always, you know, pieces of a game plan that if they're similar, then potentially you can use it if you feel comfortable with it, offensively or defensively. But there's really no way to know, Cam, to be honest with you. So we try to prepare for everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to rely on your technique, your fundamentals, and following your rules, and try to play sound football.
Now, really, and Cameron Wolf does an excellent job for ESPN. There's no way that you ask him what Arizona did to you on defense. Do you expect the Chargers to do the same? The coach is not going to answer that. He's not going to tell you philosophically what he thinks they're going to do to him. And he's not going to even address anything that they specifically did. So he generalized it and did not end up giving you any specifics because it would make no sense to give you specifics. So it's really a question that was never going to be answered. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bill.
Hal.
Hi, Brian. How many coaches, if any, do you anticipate not having available on Sunday?
No, we'll make that available to you guys later in the day. So it's a league rule now. But again, I'm not going to go on anybody's medical situation. I mean, I think that's...
See, it's not a league rule on the player side.
Obviously has...
But this has become a league rule, so he has to give it to him.
Has had, you know, medical situations, and I think we all should have that privacy.
That's it, Flo.
You know, these situations, that's not necessarily the case. So I'm not going to divulge anyone's medical situation.
Love it.
Steve?
Brian, you've busted some ceilings along the way. I'm wondering what your reaction is to the Marlins hiring of Kim Ng as the first general manager in major professional sports.
I think it's phenomenal. I think there are, you know, quality candidates who are women, who are men, who are black, who are Asian, who are, you know, I don't think it really matters. As long as they're qualified. So they you know, obviously she's, I mean, I don't know her. I don't know much about her, but I know the Marlins, they do their due diligence, and, you know, they've done a great job of hiring, and they're just, you know, coming off a really good season. So, you know, I imagine she's very more than capable. For anyone who thinks a woman can't manage or coach or lead, I think is silly. It's just my personal opinion. So, kudos to the Marlins, but at the same time, you always should hire the best person. So, I mean, it's almost a catch-22. I mean, we want to, you know, give them, congratulate them, and do, you know, celebrate them for doing something groundbreaking. But at the same time, this is, she's capable. She's worthy. You know, why wouldn't you do it?
We'll take two more, Omar.
Brian, I wanted to ask you about DeAndre Washington. Since he's been with the team, what have been your impression? And do you think, I know you played a lot of guys who got there in a week and played the next Sunday. Do you think he's had enough time to contribute to your team?
He spent a lot of time with, you know, Eric Stewartsville, and he's had 3 days of practice. He's, you know, kind of gotten more comfortable each day. You know, Eric spent a lot of time with him, and Eric's a really good coach, so he's gotten up to speed fairly quickly. So we'll see if he can. We'll talk as a staff here in a little bit. And he's done a few things in the kicking game. He's done a few things offensively. But we can only take 48 to the game, so we'll see.
One last one, Travis.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about a moment that NFL Films captured on the sideline with you talking to your defensive line and your pass rush in general about getting after the quarterback. And I couldn't see who it was, but somebody had replied, "I got you, Coach, I got you." I was just curious who that was and if it's common for that type of energy to kind of be reciprocated for you and your players in the heat of the game like that.
I mean, I think it's an emotional game, so... especially in those, you know, late in the game, in those critical moments. And, you know, as a coach, you try to encourage the guys, and our coaching staff done a really good job of that. Encourage them and tell them what's expected of them and what we need to try to win the game. And I think the players, they've received it the right way. It's important to them that they execute. So I'm not exactly sure. I want to say I tried to wave the cameras off when I pulled the team together, because, I mean, that's, you know, it's not about the cameras. It's about, you know, that group of guys. Clearly they didn't listen to me, which is about right. But yeah, it's about those, you know, that group of guys and trying to execute and yeah, to have it reciprocated, that's par for the course for the group we have. I mean, it's important to them, so they'll do everything they can and try to execute and do it right. So, I mean, pick any guy, Shaq Lawson or Ogbo or Sealer or Christian Wilkins or Van Noy. I mean, I could have been any of them because, honestly, probably all of them in some form or fashion, whether it's their body language or they, you know, yelled something out at me.
There we go. That's the head coach, Brian Flores. And Travis does a good job. Somebody was was pointing out about Winfield asked the best football questions. We need more like him. I like Travis Winfield a lot. I don't think he likes me, actually. But I like him a lot. I think he does a really good job. I remember going back and forth with him a few years back on something, and my advice to him was to do things with a little bit more of an edge. And he's been, because he did a lot of fan stuff. And so it wasn't really a, it was more homerish thing. And so he ended up taking a job with the team. And it's a shame because, and I'm sure he's happy working and doing that stuff because the kid's talented. The kid puts in the work. He puts in the film work and all of that. I would have liked him to get an objective job, you know? So, because I remember once I said something to him about, you know, have a little bit of an edge, have, you know, try to see both sides of it, even if it has to be negative. You got to see it. You got to call it. You got to address it. And you could tell in his coverage he didn't have that in him. And so taking this job now, working for the team, you can't be objective either because you have to be a homer because you work for the team. It's the way it is. But he's really talented, man. He knows his stuff. He works hard with all the film stuff. I remember when I told him that, you know, hey, you know, get an edge, and that way you could get a gig. I remember a couple of his, you know, followers and fans got pissed at me and all that stuff. And it's like, whatever, man. I'm good, you know. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not a fan of mine. But that's fine. It's all good. He does a nice job. He's a good kid. I wish him the best, as always. Winfield doesn't like Big O because Big O tells the truth. You will never see Travis criticize the Finns, even if they go and see. Yeah, I know. That's why it's a very fan type of thing that he was doing. And so that's where he and I are a little different. I'm objective. If something's not right, I'm going to say it. And if it's right, I'm going to say it, you know? That's kind of the way I roll.
I got a couple friends that get mad that don't like you because how objective you've been with the Dolphins.
All right, that's fine.
And they're like, he sits there and has the audacity to call himself a Dolphin fan. You know?
Right, but
they suck. Say they suck, yeah, man.
But the difference, see, what fans like that don't see is that I'm also a media member. So my job is to be objective.
Right.
And so when they suck, I'm going to tell you that Cam Cameron sucks and that Joe Philbin sucks and that then I'm going to rip the owner when he extends Joe Philbin's contract, and I'm going to rip the owner when he keeps Adam Gase around, and I'm going to rip, rest in peace, but I'm just talking about the coach. I'm going to rip Tony Sperano when he's celebrating field goals. I'm going to rip Dave Wannstedt when he's, you know, conservative. That's the difference. I will be objective about that. Most people can't, you know, that are fans. If you're a fan, you're locked in and you're not going to say anything negative. It's not how I roll, man. Never been the way I roll. So, yeah, for 20 years, I was pissing off Dolphin fans. 20 years. There are Dolphin fans to this day that will never, ever listen to my show. They can't. They probably think I'm ripping them now at 5-3. No, seriously. Guaranteed, I tell you, there are fans out there that they think I actually enjoy ripping them and that's what I want to do all the time. Which is, no, it's just that they've sucked for 20 years.
Oh, how's the same old stick?
Right. Right. That's what it is. Oh, yeah, no, he's got to rip it every time. Yeah, it's, what a jerk. You know, it's like, okay, bro, but does the team suck? Well, yeah. Well, then why am I wrong here? You know, it's one of those deals.
There's a few of our peeps that are out there that today you had opportunities to rip some people. And you pass, bro.
Yeah.
Are you? Is it because of the voice? What's going on with you?
I mean, I do.
You at least do one ripping. We only had two shows. No real ripping of somebody, bro. What happened with you?
I didn't really do a rip job. Yeah, no, not
Is it
today.
Because you got this happy disposition inside of you because of what's going on with the Dolphins, Inter Miami making the playoffs?
Good times, bro.
Right?
Good times.
It's hard to be mad. It's hard to rip.
Yeah, man. Like I told you, right now it's not the time for negativity with the Dolphins. No negativity right now, man. I don't want to hear any of it. They don't deserve it.
Oh, I'm talking about the political guy that got ostracized. There was a chance to rip, bro.
I know, but
you passed.
I didn't.
You passed, dude.
I just didn't want to take this to the politics. I've done enough of that already.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, we're in the middle of great sporting events going on. Our football team's kicking ass. We got Canes and Votek. We got the Inter Miami in the playoffs. Man, life is good right now.
Yeah, you don't want to look at the 165,000 and 1,400 deaths,
yeah,
right?
We have to deal with all the crap every day with COVID and everything else. At least let me have some fun in my sports world right now and enjoy that.
You know what? Think of this. Our sports teams are trying to salvage the end of 2020 for us, bro. Think about that.
Yeah.
Because this has been such a crap year that they're actually trying to give us some solace here and a bit of happiness.
Super Boomshack says, Big O, how do you feel about your fantasy? My fantasy team sucks. Okay? All right? My fantasy team sucks like a Cam Cameron football team with the Dolphins. Okay?
What happened to the Maven, bro? You were the Maven.
Oh, God. I didn't have any luck this year, dude.
I did not
have any kind of, Midas touch. As they say.
The last 2 weeks, I've had 8 and 9, a bunch of guys off. I went chasing. And, bro, every guy I chased, they scored 20 the week before and did 0 for the blitz.
It's crazy.
0.
Crazy. Yes, fail forward fast. Yes, Super Boomshack. That's definitely me. Definitely failing. Damn. Definitely deserve. As a GM, the coach, I deserve every rip job possible. I look like Cam Cameron of fantasy right now. That's what I look like.
You're not doing as bad as Gase, though.
I don't know. I'm pretty bad.
Wait a minute. You got to even ponder that thought, man?
I only have one win. So, and there's not much of a difference between me and Gase right now.
You know what? I'm going to say this. Last year, you went on autopilot. This year, you actually picked your team. I'm just saying, autopilot.
I went on autopilot last year. I didn't pick my team, and I didn't touch the roster the entire year. So bye weeks and injuries or whatever, guys were still on there, and I got to the second round of the playoffs, which is just stupid. It's just ridiculous. I was beating people with guys on bye weeks. I was beating people with injuries, and they're there in the lineup. I never touched it again. It's hilarious.
If I remember, you were locked out of your... make a change if you wanted to, right?
Couldn't do anything. I couldn't get to it at all. I was like, whatever, I'll watch it from afar. And somehow or another, I would get the email every week of where I was. I was like, wow, okay, I won again.
This is why as much fun as fantasy can be, it can so easily piss you that off.
Yeah, half of it is luck.
Big time.
Yeah. Half of it is luck, no doubt about it. The other half, I had none of it, which was skill. Anyway, we got to wrap it up here on the show. We thank, of course, Larry Schlossberg and all the great people out here at Craig's Inns, Acura, Pembroke Pines for taking care of us as they always do. 10 years now, a strong sponsor of ours. Bill, Philippe also taking care of everything for us, audio and on the video side. Of course, our super chatters today came in strong. Leon Fresco, Drew Boo, Clee Torres, Alexa V, Gus 1388, Samuel Robina, Jesse Minneapolis, Julius 305. Thank you. Super chat.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
Yes way.
They were fantastic.
Super chat. Zoe Vegas says on the way out here, after looking at some of the film from last week's game, Tua performed even better than I thought. The accuracy and decision making is ridiculous. Here's the best part. Get used to it because it's coming over and over and over again. We got ourselves a real quarterback. All right, we're out of here. I love you all out there for downloading the show, being live with us.
I love that meeting in the middle of the show that you had there, that little run of Super Chats. Yes. That was pretty cool.
And thank you all out there. And remember, come on out here to Craig Zinn's, Acura Pembroke Pines. They're always ready to make you a deal. Take advantage, folks. Great people. And please mention our name. If you go to Caneswear, mention our name. If you go to Toyota of Hollywood, mention our name. If you come to Craig Zinn, Acura, mention our name. If you go to VSS West Pines, mention our name.
EJD.
EJD Construction, mention our name. Any of our sponsors.
Murias.
Murias Dental, please mention our name. We will see you on Monday. Go Canes. Go Dolphins. And next Friday, it'll be Inter. Y'all be good.
Have a good weekend, y'all. Stay safe.